Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a little different.
Yeah, a bit of a mashup.
Exactly. We usually take one topic and just drill all the way down. But today I wanted to put two very different stacks of research on the table. And honestly, they could not be more different.
It really is a study in contrast today.
It is. So on my left, we've got the documentation for Ezkiri. It's this community-driven, a very passionate language learning
But
platform.
kind of the indie alternative to the big guys.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
You've got teachers creating courses for everything from, standard Japanese to these really niche endangered languages. I saw Mirandese, Okinawan.
It's got a lot of heart.
It does, but it's very manual.
Right. Ezkiri is built on the spaced repetition model, active recall, which is pedagogically very sound.
But it all comes down to individual contributors,
Yeah, typing.
typing things out one by one.
Okay, so then on my right, we have the white paper for something called Auto Content API.
And this is the complete opposite. Cold, hard, industrial-grade infrastructure. It's an automation tool designed to churn out podcasts, videos, social posts at a scale that's frankly hard to wrap your head around.
People often pitch it as like an enterprise alternative to consumer tools like Notebook LM, but it's built for developers and platforms. It's heavy duty stuff.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when these two worlds collide.
Hmm.
We want to answer a pretty specific question. How can a platform like Ezkiri, which is currently bottlenecked by how fast a human can type and record, use a powerhouse like Auto Content API to, well, to survive?
Especially in this economy.
Yes, because as I was reading the market analysis for Auto Content, one phrase really stuck out to me: content saturation.
That is the defining economic reality we are living in right now.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, if you think about it, the bottleneck in media used to be distribution.
Okay.
20 years ago, if you wanted to reach people, you needed a TV station, a radio tower, a printing press. Distribution was expensive and it was gated. Today, distribution is effectively free.
You just upload to YouTube, Spotify,
Tesla,
TikTok.
the App Store, anywhere. The shelf space is infinite.
Which sounds great until you realize that everyone else has infinite shelf space too.
Precisely. So the bottleneck shifts. It moves from distribution to production.
Right.
The question isn't, can I reach an audience? It's, do I have the production capacity to create enough high-quality stuff to fill that infinite shelf and actually get noticed?
And that is exactly where Ezkiri hits a wall.
Or he has to.
I was looking at their course catalog. There's this one user, Smaugryu, which is a great name, by the way,
Love that.
who is building a beginner Okinawan course. And it's clearly a labor of love, but it's listed as a work in progress. And looking at the timestamps, it's been that way for a while.
Because Smaugryu is just one person. To build what Ezkiri calls a rich lesson, you need text, formatted tables, images.
And audio, video.
And crucially, you need audio recordings and maybe some video explanations. If you're a single volunteer trying to save an endangered language, you just don't have the hours in the day to do all of that manually. You burn out.
So let's look at this through the lens of the Auto Content API. The documentation calls it a content transformation engine. If we plug this engine into Ezkiri, effectively connect the pipes, what happens to Smaugryu's Okinawan course?
Well, the most immediate shift is auditory. Language learning is fundamentally about listening.
Of course.
You can't learn a language just by reading text on a screen. You have to hear the cadence, the rhythm, the intonation.
But recording audio is a nightmare. I mean, we're doing it right now, and it takes equipment, soundproofing, editing software for one teacher to record, say, 3,000 example sentences. That's weeks of work.
And this is where the API offers a really specific solution. It has an endpoint, which is just a digital doorway, basically,
Right.
where you can feed it raw text, like a grammar explanation, and it programmatically converts that into a two-person audio podcast or a conversation.
Okay, hold on. When you say programmatically, I get a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Are we talking about that robotic, like GPS voice style?
No.
Turn left at the light.
No, and that's the key distinction here.
Because that kills the vibe of learning a language. You need nuance.
Absolutely. The sources highlight that this API uses advanced voice synthesis that includes breath and pacing and tonal shifts. It's designed to create what they call the radio show effect.
A radio show effect. So in practice, our Okinawan teacher could write a text lesson about, let's say, marketplace greetings.
Okay.
And instead of just posting the text,
they just hit a button. The API takes that text, assigns two AI agents to it, and then it generates the 3-minute conversation where one agent is basically teaching the other how to greet someone in a market. It's a dynamic back and forth dialogue.
That is a massive upgrade for the learner.
Huge.
Instead of studying, you're kind of eavesdropping on a conversation.
Exactly. It turns passive reading into active listening. And the scale here is the important part. The API supports over 50 languages. So whether it's Okinawan or Picard or Esperanto, which I actually saw in the security catalog, you can generate these native-sounding assets almost instantly.
I noticed a feature in the docs called voice cloning. It sounded a bit sci-fi.
It does, yeah.
But also potentially very useful for a teacher who wants to maintain a personal brand.
Mm.
Because on Asakiri, the teachers are the stars, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And that's a huge psychological factor in learning. You want to feel connected to your sensei.
So how would that work?
Let's say you're the creator of the Mirandi's Oz Básicos course. You want your students to feel a connection to you, not some generic AI voice. You record yourself speaking for a few minutes, just once, and upload that sample.
And then?
Then you can generate hundreds of hours of audio lessons narrated by your voice clone without you ever opening a microphone again.
So you could release a daily audio tip in your own voice while you're on vacation.
You're essentially scaling your own persona infinitely.
Okay, that helps the teacher.
Yeah.
But I want to switch to the student experience, because just consuming content is only half of learning. The other half, the harder half, is the grind, the drilling.
The drudgery, as the white paper calls it.
Right. Asakiri has all these interactive things, multiple choice quizzes, fill in the blanks. But someone has to actually write all those questions.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience, writing good distractors, the wrong answers, is really hard.
Oh, it's cognitively taxing. You have to think, okay, the right answer is Apple, so what's a wrong answer that looks kind of like Apple but isn't?
It's exhausting.
Doing that 50 times a day is the kind of friction that makes course creators give up.
So how does the infrastructure help with that? This isn't just about audio files anymore.
No, this is about structured data. The Auto Content API has specific endpoints for quiz generation and study guides.
Okay, what's the workflow?
It's fascinatingly simple.
Yeah.
You feed it the lesson text or even just a PDF of your messy teacher notes.
And it just parses that.
It analyzes the core concepts and instantly outputs a structured JSON file.
So for listeners who aren't developers, JSON is just a format that computers use to talk to each other, basically.
Correct. It's just structured data. So Asakiri, as a platform, can take that JSON and automatically populate the interactive exercises on the screen. The teacher focuses on the concept. The machine builds the reinforcement mechanism.
That seems to be the recurring theme here. The human provides the seed. The machine grows the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room video.
The most expensive medium.
By far. The Auto Content Report mentions that producing a single decent quality educational video can cost anywhere from $50 to $300 manually.
For one video.
If you're offering a free course on Asakiri, you have zero budget. You just can't do it.
And this is where we see what the report calls radical efficiency. The API has an explainer video endpoint. It can turn text or a URL into a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Complete with avatars and subtitles.
Yep.
Avatars, like cartoon characters. Mm. Or are we talking about those uncanny valley faces?
The technology has improved a lot. These are pretty realistic digital presenters. They can lip sync to the audio we talked about earlier.
Is it Hollywood quality?
No, of course not. But for a language learner, seeing the lips move actually helps with pronunciation. It provides a visual anchor.
Okay, but what's the cost? Because if it's still 50 bucks a pop, our friend Smogryu can't afford it.
The source data says that producing one video via the API consumes about 400 credits.
Which translates to?
On their business plan, that works out to be roughly 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros versus $300?
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge difference.
That's the game changer. It unlocks what they call long tail content strategies. You could never justify spending $300 on a video for a rare dialect of Okinawan spoken by maybe 500 people. The ROI isn't there.
But for 4 euros.
Suddenly you can afford to have a fully multimedia-rich course for even the most niche subjects.
It democratizes the production value. You don't need a university grant or a studio. You just need the knowledge and a subscription key.
And that leads to a really interesting problem. Let's say we do all this. We build the ultimate Okinawan course. It's got podcasts, quizzes, videos. It's amazing.
But
But a sakiri is a marketplace. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it,
does it make a sound? This is the visibility problem. It doesn't matter how good the course is if no one knows it exists. And frankly, most teachers are terrible marketers.
Exactly. And this is where the auto-content white paper gets really aggressive with its strategy. It talks about something called newsjacking.
Newsjacking? That sounds a bit piratey. What does that actually mean?
It's a standard marketing tactic, but it's usually done manually. It just means injecting your brand into a breaking news story or a trending topic.
Okay.
The API automates this by integrating with platforms like ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit to monitor trends in real time.
Okay, walk me through a scenario. What does this look like for our Okinawan teacher?
All right, so let's say a new anime comes out and it features characters from Okinawa.
Happens all the time.
Suddenly, there's a surge of interest on Reddit. People are asking, what dialect are they speaking? Or where can I learn more about this culture?
In the old world, Asakiri might notice this trend 3 days later. They assign a writer a blog post. By the time it's published, the internet has moved on.
Speed is the currency of the internet. With the API, the system detects that keyword trend on Reddit. It analyzes the sentiment. People are curious, excited. Then it triggers a deep research task.
Deep research, that's a specific feature.
Yes. It's an endpoint where AI agents actually browse the live web to gather facts, context, and citations. It doesn't just guess. It researches why this anime is popular and what the cultural connection is.
And then it creates content based on that research.
Instantly. It automatically generates a podcast episode discussing the linguistic accuracy of the anime, or, say, a vertical video short for TikTok that specifically highlights a Sakiri's Okinawan course as the place to learn more.
And this happens automatically, without the teacher even waking up.
In minutes, Asakiri could publish this content and ride the wave of that trend to drive traffic. It's about being mentally available where the audience is. If they're on TikTok, you need a video there.
It's like having a 247 marketing team that never sleeps and works for fractions of a cent. But doesn't this run the risk of just creating a ton of spam?
That's a valid risk, but the deep research element helps mitigate that by making sure the content is relevant and factual.
I see.
But beyond just social media trends, we have to talk about Google. The report mentions programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
This is a term that usually scares people. It sounds like junk content.
And it can be if it's done poorly. This is the thin content problem. If you generate 5,000 pages that are all identical except for one word like how to say hello in French versus in Spanish, Google will penalize you. They hate duplicate content.
Right, because if I search for two different phrases and the page is identical, Google just buries it.
But Asakiri has a unique advantage. They can use the API to generate 5,000 unique landing pages, one, for every phrase in every language they teach. But here's the kicker. The API generates a unique audio guide for pronunciation and a unique video short for each one of those pages.
So the page isn't thin anymore. It's got unique text, unique audio, and unique video.
Exactly. This increases dwell time, how long a user stays on the page. Google sees that engagement and ranks the page higher. A Sakiri could start capturing thousands of these micro niches, like how to count to 10 in Esperanto, that the big competitors just ignore.
Because it's not worth their manual effort to build those pages.
It's using the robot to beat the algorithm by actually providing value, not just keyword stuffing.
That is the core difference. It's value at scale.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pivot to the technical side for a minute. I can hear the developers in our audience asking, okay, this sounds magical, but how does it actually fit into the stack? A Sakiri is an existing platform, right? You're not going to rebuild from scratch.
The key phrase in the documentation is API first. Auto content isn't a destination site you log into. It's infrastructure. It's plumbing. It's designed to be integrated into other platforms.
So for a Sakiri, they wouldn't just give teachers a login to auto content. They'd build it into the a Sakiri platform itself.
Exactly. Asakiri already has a rich lesson editor. That's the interface where teachers type their lessons. The developers at Asakiri could integrate the API directly into that editor.
So the UI doesn't even really change for the teacher?
Not really. The teacher types their lesson, and then there's just a new button. Generate assets.
One click.
One click. The system sends the text payload to the API. In the background, it's generating the audio, creating the quiz JSON, building the study guide, and rendering a promo video.
Right.
When the teacher hits publish, the whole lesson is just multimedia ready.
I have to play devil's advocate here, though. We're talking about education, about cultural preservation. My biggest worry with AI is hallucination.
That is a critical concern.
If the AI invents a cultural fact about Okinawan history, that's not just an error. That's erasure.
You're absolutely right to bring that up. Standard large language models do have a tendency to be, well, confident liars. But the Auto Content API addresses this with that deep research endpoint we mentioned.
The one that browses the web.
Yes. It creates a structured output that includes citations and confidence scores. It cross-references claims against live web data. So if a teacher includes a cultural note, the system can verify it against reputable sources before generating the audio.
So it's basically fact-checking itself as it goes.
It adds a layer of factual integrity that a standard ChatGPT prompt usually lacks. It's not perfect, nothing is, but it's designed for information, not just creative writing.
And economically, this whole thing seems like a no-brainer for a security's business model.
The cost model is credit-based, with plans from amateur to high volume, and the comparison in the report is striking. For the price of one freelancer hour, a security could generate a daily podcast or hundreds of assets.
It shifts the cost structure completely. Instead of a variable, expensive human cost, you have a fixed, predictable technology cost.
Exactly. It allows them to scale up for a big course launch and then scale down afterwards without the trauma of hiring or firing anyone. It makes the business much more resilient.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. The audio revolution, getting rid of the drudgery of quizzes, the automated marketing, the tech stack. If you had to distill this all down, what's the real aha moment?
For me, the aha moment is about the decoupling of ideation from production.
Break that down for me.
Okay. So right now, if you have a brilliant idea for a course on Osecuri, you are limited by your ability to produce it.
Right. Can you edit video? Do you own a good microphone?
Do you know how to write code for a quiz? If the answer to any of those is no, your brilliant idea just dies. The tool becomes the barrier.
Hmm.
Auto Content API removes those limits. It allows the expert teachers to focus entirely on what to teach. The pedagogy, the nuance, the passion. The API handles the how. It handles how it gets packaged into audio, video, and quizzes.
So it empowers the individual creator to compete with a massive corporation. Smokaroo can look as professional as Duolingo.
Precisely. It levels the playing field in a way we really haven't seen before.
Before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought you mentioned while we were prepping. Something about the agentic web. It sounded like the next frontier.
Yes. This is the bigger picture. We are moving into a world where the primary consumers of content won't just be humans.
You mean AI agents?
Exactly. Search engines like Google Gemini or ChatGPT are becoming answer engines.
Right. They read the web so they can answer our questions directly. We don't click on links as much anymore.
Correct. So by using Auto Content API, Osecuri isn't just creating content for humans to look at. The API outputs structured data JSON, transcripts, clear FAQs. This makes the content highly readable by future AI models.
So by structuring this language data now,
Osecuri is ensuring that these languages, Mirindese, Okinawan, Esperanto, are readable and understandable by the AIs of the future. If the AI can read it, it can teach it. If the AI can't read it because it's locked in a bad PDF or a video without a transcript, that language might effectively disappear from the digital world entirely.
So it's not just about teaching students today. It's about archiving this knowledge for the digital consciousness of the future.
That is the ultimate value of structured, automated content infrastructure. It preserves knowledge in a format that the future can understand.
That is a massive idea to end on. From helping a single teacher in Okinawa to preserving languages for the age of AI. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
And to our listeners, keep learning, keep building, and we'll catch you on the next one.